little Jordan.
You announce yourselves, man.
Man, it's Marco Polo, Marcus, Shipman, Markman, whatever y'all want to call me. All
right, all right.
Who else we got in here?
Yeah, SNEA, you already know what it is. You feel me in the motherfucking building, nigga.
You call me Lil Boy, one half of the compadres, you dead? Come on, I said one half of the compadres, bro.
What other half that? You know what I'm saying? Right out here losing this shit. Bro, that's Mr. Nobody can help it. Definitely can't help it. Sound like him. Out there winning. Where are the members? You got Nazi Lou, and the guys are my crew. Not even on the crew.
Come on.
Welcome to 1-800 Faded.
Let's talk about what's going on, Big Bow Wow Wow. This is SME Radio. You're listening to the sweet and succulent voice of SNEA, the Demon King. Let's get right into the show.
We got some groovy tunes for you tonight.
So who pages this joint going on? We gotta make an SNE page. I started this joint on my joint, so I think it go on my joint. You gotta change the name. Nigga trying to take over the thing. Trying to have all the popularity for himself. We know, bro. This is the platform we recorded on. It's going on iTunes.
I'm going a lot of stuff. That's it.
Yeah, I'm going a lot of different shit.
You know what I'm saying? We just gotta have a topic. You know what I'm saying?
What's up with the commandments, man?
I told y'all, rule number one: never let these hoes know what you allow. You feel me? That's commandment number one.
You gotta explain that. Listen, you gotta explain it, bro.
Because not a lot of people know what the commandments are. A lot of niggas don't know.
It's a lot of simps out here, bro. You gotta break it down. It is a lot of simps.
I'm gonna break it down for y'all. Like, I'm gonna break it down for everybody out there. If anybody wanna fucking listen to this shit, because you know what I'm saying, this game ain't free. Feel me?
Not told.
Yeah, I love. Never let this hoe know what you allow me. If girls know you pussy, they gonna treat you like pussy.
Real rap.
They gonna walk all over you, dumb ass. They know you a bitch. They know they gonna walk all over you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put no fingers. I'm gonna do my niggas clean. You know what I'm saying?
Listen. Also, a sign to that commandment, bro. If you know you soft, you're saying you know you're not about that life, bro. You feel like the bitch is gonna walk over you, leave her alone, bro.
No, or be a nigga and grow some balls.
Either grow some balls and like just say, fuck
Jesus
her,
bro. Christ, bro.
Bro, what the fuck?
Right, bro.
Can a nigga eat some chips? Damn.
Listen,
I can't help the excess microphone crazy.
Cam crazy too, right?
Camera out of this world, can't fraud to you.
You know what I'm saying? That might gotta be commandment number two, you know what I'm saying? Camera gotta be crystal clear for you.
Commandment number two, don't fuck with the hoes with the androids.
That is commandment number two.
So, commandment number two, yo, don't fuck with no hoe with an android. Ain't nothing worse than seeing that green on that screen.
Oh my god.
Only thing that's green, you know what I'm saying, is your money.
Is the paper. Alright.
Who just joined this, Jones?
Don't worry about who joined this joint.
Make yourself known next time.
Yo, amen, yo. Introduce yourself.
Yo. I'll be coming up here on and out.
Pussy, introduce yourself.
Rapping, boy. Speaking name.
I'm outside.
Yeah, I ain't getting baited this time, doofus. Come on.
Pull your head in from outside.
One day we is gonna jump you though, Michael. Like, one day.
You can try it.
Chill. You got the butterfly knife on deck, you man. Chill.
We just gonna stop the shit out of you for like 2 seconds, bro. Like 2 seconds. Three steps, bro. You be all right.
You can try, bro. I make y'all niggas look like Joker out here. You got me fucked up, bro.
That's giving him a number three. Don't be a Marcus ass nigga. Not being that's the one. I wasn't talking about the 30, but
side note to that commandment. It is okay to be yourself. Fuck these niggas. They ain't shit. I'm be honest with y'all, man.
That's what Marcus should say.
Is that a hoe?
We can't always, do Marcus dirty
always
off,
be yourself. Yeah. Always be yourself.
Bro, that's young niggas
lack self confidence, always be yourself. Fuck what these niggas say to you.
Alright, I ain't gonna lie.
Unless being yourself is lacking self confidence, don't be yourself.
You can always get some.
You're gonna get Marcus his own corner. Marcus, tell him what you gotta say. You know what I'm saying? Why? You know what I'm saying? Tell him.
Yo, speak up.
Yo, I didn't say a word. I don't know why. I'm gonna keep it a beam, bro. Listen.
We're listening.
Listen to the words I have to say.
Next segment.
Thank you for your time.
Listen, commandment number three, bro. Never let these bitches decide.
That was the old number one for y'all guys out there. That was the old number one.
That's before the addendum. You feel me? You had to change that joint up. Where does Bond dead ass be?
Them bitches went to fucking
true
Pikachu, then Raichu. Like these bitches
evolving,
right now. Bro,
straight from Squirtle right to
Blastoise.
Right to Blastoise.
You didn't even go to the war store.
That's to be number four. Don't trust these wizards. You know you can't trust a wizard.
All right,
breaking down.
Listen. I'm a breaking down. Listen, you ever see a bitch on IG? She bad as shit, fine as hell. You like, damn, this bitch looking good. So you slide the DMs real smooth. You feel me? You hit her with the damn. You feel me? They shooting outside, so I ran to your DM. She like, damn. Oh my god, I gotta meet this nigga. Who is this man? So then you see the bitch, and she looked like a frog, man.
Don't fuck with these
bitches. That's a wizard, bro.
Those exist, bro. The Instagram wizards.
It's a lot of wizardry out here.
No, the Instagram witches, bro. Since they see Instagram,
a lot
witches.
Of magicians out here.
Presto,
bro.
Change
they go to magic trick, bro. The walls start to curve around.
Here,
bro.
I've seen plenty of warping doors.
I ain't gonna drop no name.
Filter now. They be having 8 filters on
the
pink, you feel me?
Filters on top of the makeup, filter. On top of
makeup,
the filters.
Makeup on top of the filter, on top of the makeup. Like
on top of the Photoshop, bro. You know it. Listen, if you zoom in, you feel me? Doors don't curve.
Unless you're in a fun house, doors don't curve. You got the clowns.
Oh my god. Hate themselves.
It's like bitches got hit with a cake, a pie.
And they got the nerve to not do their neck. Face be looking a whole different from their neck.
All right. And they looking like Picasso.
Looking like Miles.
Yo, what is this, bro?
All right, not to put all y'all females there, bro. We don't want to put your females there. Y'all cool sometimes, but
the wizards know who they are, but there are some
there are thorough females out there, so we get
the wizards know who they are, because I'm not gonna lie, bro, they Insta snap and they Instagram pictures be looking totally different, you know what I'm saying, when the videos start moving, you know, they know who they are.
Looking like
So what's the next commandment?
It's the only thing worse than a wizard, bro. Some bitches that go to one event got pictures to last them 2 months.
Oh my god.
So we tired of seeing the same pic coming back up.
Go to Miami one time. I would have swore they'd been there every weekend.
They got pictures last 3 years. Oh my goodness. This has got to come to an end. What's going on? Good boy. But listen, you know what really got to come to an end, yo?
What?
I'm tired of seeing a bitch pick. I like that joint, right? And then 2 days later, I see it again.
I don't know what to do.
Multi shadow pick jutsu.
They have reminders in their phone. Remember to re-upload this 2 days
ago. Is it because of the likes?
Somebody gotta tell me what's going on.
Is it a not enough likes?
You think a body though, the second joint be getting no more likes than the first joint.
What?
Those bitches know what they do. I'm not gonna lie, they know what they doing.
Don't even be creative with it, but the same caption at all.
Period.
The pick pick.
I make them mad.
Off guard.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, Drake having the captions.
Was it really like, off guard?
Exactly.
She had an attitude in the soul, but she was being nice and good. That shit crazy.
I don't even know what you just said. For a Drake caption.
She had an attitude in the summer, but now she's being nice again. That shit crazy.
Oh, we can't be letting that happen.
No, if I see that of a bitch pick, I fuck with it.
I can definitely understand.
So it was flop, guy. It was flop.
If she looked like a nigga,
she a nigga.
Let's unpack that real quick. Oh my god.
No,
you got the swamp thing in this job.
Never turn down no more.
Unless if
your breast but like Dookie, I can't turn down no more.
No, I had to the other day. Can't even fraud to you.
Oh man, we getting real personal.
SNE Radio after. Bro, y'all was there. Y'all was right in the party chat when it was going down. Couldn't do it.
We got plies in here.
Who gates though?
What's five?
Pull up the pick, bro. Don't you got the pick?
Right.
I'm not trying to leave this joint. Hold on, I got my other phone.
No, you don't have to. It like multitask, bro.
Oh, do?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit, it do.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going crazy. I wasn't planning this attack.
Right. Hold on. Number five.
We can look up news and we can talk about it at the same time.
Come on, dude.
I'm out with the best sex.
Listen, number two, bro. I mean, number five, bro, is never fight over these, bro.
Never.
Never, no. Fuck.
It's never worth it. Unless it's your wife.
I'm gonna tell you like this. You can't never be in a fist fight over a bitch.
Bro, right? Fuck, you know, fuck that. If you out fight over a bitch, she ain't your bitch. Stay fit and fuck a bitch. You know what I mean? That's not. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, ladies out here. I feel like y'all being disrespected, but you know what I'm saying?
We really is coming at them bad.
No. Because they advancing out here in this world. You know what I'm saying? They catching on to all that game. It's all out now. Fuck it.
Keep it. I think some niggas is giving them the game. Like, wait.
I think it is.
You already know it's a lot of niggas out here like that.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Smile. We ain't gonna speak on that, though. We not gonna speak on that. Listen to what they saying.
Somebody put that shit in the chat. I can't find it.
Like I said, she was right at Rel.
my goodness.
Put that on the screen. That was hilarious. That was a day to fucking be over. That shit.
Oh my god.
Yo, somebody put that shit in the chat, bro. I can't find it. Oh, got it. Alright. That's a run. Never flex on no hoe. Never flex on no hoe.
Right. Mm. Don't let it stay in the hoe's place.
Never flex on the hoe. I mean, it is what it is. You feel me? Like, you just gotta let it rock. You feel me? You can't flex on it. Like,
I mean, if I'm up, I might gotta flex on it.
They doing bad already.
If I'm up, I might.
Yeah, if I'm up, I might gotta flex on
it. Or never ever double text. You already know.
Never ever double text.
Yeah, I gotta have
unless
pride.
You want to look like a fool, all right?
You look like this goofy ass.
You double text. A fool you are in a mozo.
There are exceptions though. Bro,
I forgot it ain't no exception.
Nah, it's the most littlest shit though. Like say like shit like don't get delivered or some shit.
That's not a double text. Nigga, that's not a double text. That's a double send. That's a double send.
Oh, yeah. All right, that do make sense. All right, never mind. Never ever do that shit.
Only time double texting is allowed if you're having a conversation that requires two texts.
Yeah, right. Double texts.
Other than that, don't.
But
do
then
it.
Sometimes you double text
ain't,
it. Take
ain't nothing worse
grade.
Than getting left on red once to get left on red twice.
Oh my god!
Oh, two was a fool. Once that first red hits, bro. Once you see that first red, bro, you have to leave that alone. Like, just never bring that fucking thread up again.
Nah, chill.
If you send one text. If you're going to send the second one and it's going to be space in between them, don't even send it.
Yeah, if you're going to double text, right. Sometimes you double text and take that shit to the grave.
Of course.
That shit to the grave.
That's last ditch effort.
They be like, yo, what happened? They be like, yo, what happened when you and Joe? I'm like, I don't know.
Chill. I ain't text her back.
Yeah, I ain't text her back.
I never text her back.
That is the go-to phrase. If you did that shit, I ain't text her back.
I never texted her back. What you mean? Oh, I forgot about
it. Remember, I just said you fell off. Like, yo, we just fell off. I was in the room about to break my phone.
Like, now, listen. One of these most important rules, all right? Is your, one of the most important qualities a man can have. All you young men listening out there is your pride. You understand? Pride
gonna keep
you
doing a lot of dumb ass shit. Pride gonna keep
it'll ruin a lot of stuff for you though. Don't fry.
Yeah,
It's a double edged sword.
Mark got a point.
It kept me alive though.
It's a double edged, definitely a double edged sword.
It saved your life sometimes, but sometimes it will do you dirty.
Yeah, that dude did be dirty a lot.
A bitch really will text you like, damn, like, what happened? Your pride fucked everything up. You should have just texted the bitch.
But listen.
Oh, yeah,
Is that better than looking like a fool?
Yeah,
sometimes you gotta find out.
And again, bro, if you fool, take that shit to the grave.
We fell off.
Oh yeah, bro. And the most important rule, the one that sticks out to me the most, bro, never stress over a hoe.
We do got a point.
I can't do it. I gotta remove myself from the shit.
I mean, I can, but I wouldn't blame a nigga if they did, though. Because sometimes she sucking balls the right way. You know what I'm saying? She might do a little. She might do a little.
Well, who just joined this, John, though? Announce yourself. All right. All right.
I'm coming here unannounced, yo.
All right. Real shit, yo. Ew.
Yeah,
who just joined his joint though? Rap.
That's Cruz, nigga.
Is that Tom?
Oh no, I've been talking this whole time.
All right, introduce yourself, bro. Goodness. Who are you?
What's up with your mic, bro? You under the covers?
I got you, Tom. Don't worry about it.
Nigga recording a podcast. That's my cadre,
you know what I'm saying? The other half of the cadre.
Wail about fucking Mug.
Tom,
you on love?
I swear I'm not.
That's good. That's Tom the compadre, you know. So all you do is lose.
Now listen, for those of you that don't know the click, you feel me? So we got Cruz in this joint. His name is Cruz.
don't be fooled by the Tom stuff.
That is them two little compadre shit. But brother type corny, shit.
You know that, right? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all didn't. Hey, I wish I had a composite. Y'all gonna find out. Y'all gonna find one. I'm trying to tell you.
chill. Marcus found P.
No, Marcus exactly. Got Marcus got another one. Marcus,
please save me.
Marcus got one. You know what I'm saying? What's the name?
Oh my goodness. Where is this compadre?
He is silent.
Oh my god.
But you know, I don't need to text him tell him to help me though. See, I need some help.
Come on,
we can't be talking about this in the podcast.
I did that. I'm gonna give it to me. I did that in the chat. I did not send that to P directly.
So bro, I swear to God, I was in the kitchen and P was like, I can't feel. Sometimes Marcus texted me when he need help. He texted me, yo, P, I look in the chat, you're doing it filthy.
Nah, because that's how I be asking, but Abby back, we all be on your bullshit.
Yeah, I be on your bullshit.
Yo, speak up.
Yo,
Buck Brother, speak up.
Real
all right.
What's commandment 8?
I need you to get under the covers and talk, bro.
Get under the covers.
I didn't think. I did.
Yo, how everybody sober October?
You know, Cruz
never started. He tripping.
You already know he got the Big Mac and the E&J. Bro, nobody live like that.
Bro, that's the way to live.
Bro.
Is it?
It is.
Bro, you gonna kill us? You gonna die? You gonna kill us? Bro, put your diet on a Big Mac.
My man is making the other room.
What about Venom though?
Y'all seen it?
We ain't seen it. We trying to see it Tuesday, but like early reviews so far saying that John terrible.
Bro, Rotten Tomato get that joint like 30%.
Bro, you couldn't tell it was gonna be terrible for rip. You seen the CGI, bro?
No, that don't look hot.
Yeah, I thought that shit was gonna be a
CGI.
I don't think it's gonna be hot.
Ain't right. That Moontag is hot. That joke must be.
For those out here, I have the best taste in the whole chat.
Mind you,
bro, don't you let your mind. His favorite movie, the Emoji Movie.
This man's favorite movie, Pixels.
Adam Sandler.
No, I can't believe this man.
No. Bro, did you see them Cream 11s?
The Cream? Ew.
Bro, these Jones is beautiful.
Put them in the chat.
I ain't watch. I ain't look at retros in years.
I just seen it on my timeline, but these Jones is beautiful. Can't throw.
Cream 11.
Bro, we supposed to be talking about the topic. We doing it dirty, bro.
Yo, that's doing it dirty. All
right, we back on the topic. What's commandment number 8? What's commandment number 8?
Commandment number 8.
Never flex on the house. That's what you had written down, cuz.
We already went over that. Keep up.
We already went over that.
Bro, I'm just going off the list.
You keep up.
All right. If she ain't wife, you don't argue with her.
Right. Yeah, you can't go back and forth. Right when she started tripping, she wants.
Oh, them Jones is sexy.
Right when she went wild out. Oh, them drones this. All right, I'm just second. But like once you want wild out, just let her wild out. She won't blow your shit up. You already gotta know play your role.
We gotta play your role. You
definitely gotta be that. You just gotta be that nigga. You just gotta be that.
Come
nigga
on.
You gotta remember none of these girls are ours.
It's just our turn. Our turn. That's the next command.
That is turn. That is the famous quote.
It's just
that
our is
the
turn.
Next commandment.
You know what I'm saying? You be tripping for a little bit, but you be like, what? It's not. I'm not supposed to be. I'm just here for right now. You feel me?
In this day and age, in our age right now, we shouldn't be seeking out relationships. That is my philosophy.
I can't flex on a relationship.
I
gotta agree with Mark. What'd
he say?
That's what I'm saying. At this point,
my man is married.
Right? I'm not gonna flex.
Listen. You shouldn't be seeking out a relationship at this day and age, but if it happens, it happens.
That's real shit. Unless Tyrone and Sheldon step in between that shit.
We need a soundboard. I gotta get a soundboard.
Definitely need a soundboard.
You wanna put the explosions in room.
Guys out there,
if you know Tyrone or Sheldon,
no relationship unless she big beard, low fade. Then you might get a wife,
bro.
Then you might get a wife.
We can't just do Mark Man dirty.
That's the history, like audience. They just do me dirty on a constant basis, you know.
Keep it 100, audience. He does himself dirty, and we just capitalize on it.
Right. If we being honest, preach.
I mean, he ain't fraud.
I see how they all turn against you.
My man's gave himself nicknames such famous as Nanomite. Mark Man. He wants us not to do him dirty.
Marco Polo.
It makes sense.
Nanomite 360.
Mark Man was created by my father, and Nanomite was when I was a child. Come on.
Yo, what kind of dad make his son own profile? You gonna be Mark Man.
But dad, I'm gonna be super speed.
No!
Yeah,
your ass gonna be paid for this. Your ass gonna be Mark Man today.
Now go mow the whole block.
Oh no, this podcast is slowly turning into the PlayStation chat.
Oh my goodness.
That's what we should record though, like just record the PlayStation chat. Just, like,
keep it a beam.
Bro, not niggas would be trying to kill us.
Bro. Yo, niggas would try. Yo, niggas would be at our ends, bro.
Yo,
you talking that shit on the end of this podcast.
This is why this shit gotta get out, bro. Niggas gotta hear us. This nigga Phil B. You tripping? Hey, yo, listen. And if you listen to this shit, you feel me? It's Ye speaking, you feel me? If you listen to this shit, you should do me dirty high school, nigga, fuck you, I'm coming for you, nigga. Nigga, fuck you, I'm coming for you.
Especially if you out there fucking niggas' lives up with them tits. That's the last thing.
Sit with the text.
Just know it's a price on your head.
Chill, bro, before they bust down your doors.
Nigga, bro. Niggas be having a test. I'm out with the captions. I'm working. This is on hot.
Hold on, bro. You know what we really got to talk about, though? What's up with these corny-ass rappers, bro? Yo.
Like Comef? Yo, what the fuck is a Beamer? Beamer's a BMW, right?
BMW.
Who we got in this show? Got in the Baba Yaga. BMW.
But nah, bro, we talk about local rappers, bro.
No, we talk about niggas like Young Zay.
Like, so Young Zay the hottest nigga coming up.
Step yeah, your way.
I don't know what I'm saying.
It's a drink. Like a bowl of cream of wheat.
And I'm Scotty Pippen.
If we gonna do some of them dirty, we gotta highlight a few. It's a few. We got my man's Rowell. I can't even do
Rowell
him dirty.
Is hot, can't fry.
Rowell is hot. He sound a little like Montana, but he alright.
My man T Dash. You already know what he's doing. He's holding it down for SNA. True talent out here in the field. You feel me?
Definitely not
new single, Henny. You feel me? That shit on Spotify.
That shit hot.
That shit on SoundCloud.
I ain't heard bro, Henny, you did hear that joint. That's like his first, like his
first
joint.
His first ever track.
But the pick, it got Ye in it. Everybody in the pick, the cover art.
Oh yeah.
We got our man's watch.
Drinking Hennessy like it's iced tea. We ain't gonna speak on that.
We definitely not gonna speak on sub 90K. Let's like just put that out there.
No, bro, we gotta put our sub 9K and watch.
My man sub 9K from me. Shout out to my man sub 9K.
Shout out to my man sub 9K.
I want y'all ears to bleed.
He maxed out. Nah. You already know what's
up. But I give it to Designer, though. That hot, that song hot. Can't fraud. That's about
gotta
it,
gotta shout out.
What's it called? Who they hot?
Robo they, Coop, you feel me?
They could be hot if they had my man's Nazi, Nazi grip graphics on the fucking cover.
Nazi grip, Nazi.
He not
worried about covers no more. You that shit the thought now.
You make your bitches collage.
Oh,
bro, the bitches not free. They gonna make a collage for free.
Yeah, bro, I know you ain't charged back
yet. Oh no, I sure was going to house.
Bro, we can't be dropping names.
We can't be dropping names. You doing the door? Her dumb was on the house.
Out there, what you
doing on the house? So she already paid you a couple of years ago.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Wow.
What's this nigga doing, man?
Let me keep it out the podcast. Somebody playing Call of Duty?
I just heard
somebody KOD KD go down.
Oh, how exponentially.
Yo, somebody get Peter hop in this room.
So what's the good
podcast?
We can put him to 40, honestly. Yeah, episode 1, you feel me? Y'all don't get too much for free, you feel me? Y'all want more, you feel me? Go to my Patreon.
Go to my GoFundMe. My man Cruz got terminal cancer right now. We need all your money.
But listen, if you're trying to figure out this Cash App scheme.
Oh, yeah, hit me up.
Listen, you drop $50. You get $500. Like what else you want me to say? He's giving away money. Go on my.
If you drop a bean, you get $1 million back. I'm not playing, yo.
$1 million.
You know what? Oh my god, but yo, the bitch is really involved in the scheme.
Serious inquiries only.
I can't do them dirty though, because that. Like, bitch with fat ass was going from, like, stripping on poles, them showing their ass, now they out here scheming niggas. They involved,
they doing their thing. I mean, but when you living on recruit difficult, let me break it down for y'all, man.
Yeah, elaborate on the difficulties, bro.
Listen, let me tell y'all about the difficulties of life, all right? Number one, let me start off with me, you feel me? I'm a black man, you understand? Beard, you feel me? I look menacing.
Let's not go that far. Oh,
what?
I like that. Listen. You feel me? I look menacing out here to these caucus. You understand? So
I'm living on
veteran difficulty. You feel me? The very hard is insane difficulty.
New game plus.
All right. You feel me? Dark Souls difficulty. Now let me tell you like this. You feel me? If you out here and you let me tell you, if you a light skinned man, you feel me? You red bone. You got a couple red bones in here. I'm not even gonna say nothing.
You feel me? Curly top.
You living on hard. You feel me? Not quite insane. You feel me? Not quite veteran. But you living on, let's say, heroic difficulty. You feel me? Now, if you a white man, you on normal. You feel me? No, honestly, you really on easy, honestly.
I would say an average white man, white male, normal.
Probably on normal, because they be going through it too.
Is that what you would say?
As honestly, I would say, bro.
Alright, because you said it, dumbass.
Now, if you a pretty female, though, you know what that is? That's very easy. You feel me? That's a recruit. You feel me? Because, I mean,
two bullets put everyone down.
There's so many opportunities for you. You understand? You can go in. You can give it to me. You can just finesse niggas. You don't have to do anything else. Finesse niggas.
Shake your ass.
Shake your ass. Go to KOD. You feel me? Make 10K a week. Can I go to KOD?
Hell no.
But are they evolving now? I mean, back, you know what I'm saying? Now they're selling videos.
Hey, we gotta talk about that.
And niggas that's out here buying them.
Cash at me for my exclusive Snapchat.
But think about it, though. We can't even do them dirty because the niggas out here allowing them.
Oh, yeah, you can't do them dirty.
Supply and demand.
Oh, episode 2, we're going to talk about these simp-ass niggas out here.
Well, let's not get started on that, because that will have us talking all night.
Listen, that'll happen. Listen, these simp-ass niggas, man, ain't nothing quite like them. You feel me? They got to be a different species.
We got to write a residential simp.
Listen, it used to be a simp amongst one of us, but unfortunately, you know, we cut the grass, you know, got the snake out of here, but... You know, I think he knows who he is if he's listening to this. So
we love you, pal.
Yeah, fuck you, buddy. Anyway, what time we at, man? We at 38:59, man. I think it's about time to wrap up the SNE podcast. If you're still listening, thank you for listening. If you're still watching... Nigga, thank you for watching.
Watching what?
Nigga, because this shit going on YouTube what? Too, nigga.
Dumbass.
If you're still watching, thank you for watching. You feel me? You feel me? I'm SNEA. I'm signing out. You feel me? Let me hear that sign out from all the rest of y'all, please.
It's SNE Lala signing out.
Nigga, you're Joe.
You already know. Nazi Moo. Follow me on the gram at Nas the God at Nazi Graphics. You already know, man.
You may know him from
you might not picture. Have to because he probably already
around your local bitches.
You might know him from your DMs.
You might.
You're friendly.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? 210 slid, you know what I'm saying? Little long.
Baby hell.
You know what I'm saying? Kick out. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Signing off.
Yeah, it's a knee, Marco, man.
All right, that's a good night, guys. All right, good night.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to end it off. Stay classy, crab.